Professor Natalie Riccheni, follow-up professor of McKibben, KIBBLE, NASIA, NACEA, date of birth 9/3/1947. Date of service 12/2/2023, patient seen today, follow-up, a future care charge village. Patient has been doing well. She has a left leg ulcer with wound that has been healed with the local skin care and has resolved. Today, patient is feeling good and no headache, dizziness, no cough, congestion, no fever, no chills. On examination, she's awake, alert, cooperative. Her gas food, blood pressure 128/70, pulse, 80, temperature 98, respiration 18, first heart 96%. Neck support, no JVD, chest, not tender, lungs, clear, heart, asthma, two abdomen soft, not turned off, no pulse, extremities, no edema, left leg healed, and no evidence of skin ulceration or redness. Neuro, she's awake, alert, forgetful. Assessment, patient has coronary artery disease, next line COPD slash asthma, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line generalized weakness, next line cognitive impairment, next line mood disturbance and periodic refusal medication. Plan of care will continue, her refusal of medication will continue her current care. And she was, when she came with initially, non-compliant, but currently she's more cooperative, and at this point we'll continue all her current medication, local skin care, and because her wound has healed and she has a good circulation both legs, and she has no evidence of any venous stasis at present, we'll discontinue vascular consultation, and also patient refusing to see any vascular doctor anyway. Case plan will discuss with the nursing staff. Next patient is L-E-E-V, Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A, date of birth 6/15/1970, place which occurs charge related to service 12/2/2023, patient seen today, follow-up and subcutaneous rehab. Patient date of service is 12/2/2023. Patient doing well. She didn't have any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Patient lying on the bed. She has expressed aphasia due to CVA. She has multiple medical problems, including CVA. Next line, right below knee amputation and left extremity DVT, ambulatory dysfunction, expressive aphasia. Dysphagia status for G2 placement today. No complaint. Lying on the bed, tolerating GT feeding. Physical review system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary cough, cardiac congestion, GI, and vomiting, musculoskeletal, and pain, gentle, urinary, mature, and neuro, and CMP. Physical patient awake, she's alert, expressive aphasia, blood pressure 128/64, pulse 66, temperature 98, Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 100%. Next, suppose the JVD, chestnut, tender, lungs, clear, heart, asthma, two abdomen soft, not turned, bars, and pulse, extremities, right VK, stump healed, left leg, edema has significantly improved, neuro, she's awake, forgetful and disoriented, has expressive aphasia. Assessment number one, CVA, next line. Pulmonary embolism, next line. Left leg DVT, next line. Expressive aphasia, next line. Dysphagia, stress for GT placement, next line. Ambulatory dysfunction. Line of care. I have reviewed all the medications. All the current medication will be continued. Electrolyte. Previous done has been stable, and no recent lab for today. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Next patient is Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Thomas Flora, F-L-O-R-A, date of birth 2/3/1929, place which occurs in Charles Village. Patient seen today, follow-up at the subacute nursing rehab. Patient lying on the bed, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. I have reviewed her labs and medication, and under examination, patient is awake, lying in the bed. She's more talkative today. She denies any headache, dizziness. She does have a pain and aches, but get relief with the medications. Uh, On examination, patient was awake, lying in the bed. She's forgetful. Blood pressure 124 over 78, pulse 73, temperature 98, respiration 18, pulse 100%. And had arrhythmic pneumocardic, cardiogenic paralytic, neck supple, no JVD, chest, not tender, lungs. Clear, no wheezing, heart SMS 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels are positive, extremities, no leg edema, she has a sacral ulcer. And the right lower extremities, fracture site, healing, sacral ulcer, unstageable, and right heel, DTI, has been seen by wound team already. Assessment, patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction, next line status post fracture, right femur, next line COPD, next line history of atrial fibrillation, next line rheumatoid arthritis, next line history of COPD. I have reviewed her labs. Sodium 144, potassium 3.7, carbide 106, CO31, glucose 112, BUN 32, creatinine 0.4, calcium 8.1, WBC count 10.8, hemoglobin 11, medical 34.7. Plan will be continue all her current medication as per order. Do local skin care being followed by wound team, PTOT, and dietitian to follow up. Diet as tolerated, will follow up recommendation for nutrition and dietitian. We can discuss the nursing staff.